Chapter 1. I hate packing. Kira whined and collapsed onto the heap of clothes piled high on her bed. She did not want to move another muscle. Just pick out some outfits. Tristan chuckled, not looking up from the pad of paper he was scribbling on. Kira arched her head, glancing in his direction. He sat with one leg outstretched and one knee bent, leaning against her headboard in relaxed concentration. With squinted eyes, he focused on rubbing in the graphite pencil marks he had just made with his already blackened fingers. If she wasn't so tired, Kira would have crawled a little closer to see what he was drawing, but instead, she dropped her head with a sigh. "Easy for you to say. You just have to sit on my bed looking all artistic and mysterious while I run around like a crazy person trying to get ready for 2 months at Conduit Boot Camp." "Then my plan is working perfectly," he smirked, and finally put the sketchbook down. Kira peeked over at the pages, wondering what image of her he was crafting, but saw the last thing she ever expected. A self-portrait. Fighting her exhaustion, Kira jumped up in curiosity. "What are you doing?" She spun the image to look at it closer, noting the strong cheekbones and crystal eyes he had drawn perfectly. The hairs that always threatened to fall over his eyes seemed just ready to spill, and Kira saw the faint outline of her own features. She realized he had been sketching both of them.
"Just something for you to take to Sunnyville, to carry around and show everyone, especially any guys ages 18 to 22.
Kira rolled her eyes.
"You know I don't date men who are younger than 100. I can't stand the immaturity level."
Tristan grabbed her hand and pulled her against his chest, making her giggle. With her arms wrapped around his waist, she let her breath slow to the pace of his heartbeat. Tristan's strong arms encircled her, hugging her as tightly against his body as he could, and he sighed.
"I'm going to miss you," he whispered, and Kira's mouth widened into a smile.
She rested her chin on his chest so she could look into his face, taking in each hair on his head and memorizing the features she already knew better than her own.
"I'm going to miss you too."
She leaned up and kissed him quickly, her thoughts already wandering to what lay ahead. A few months had passed since Kira had woken up from the coma. Luke had convinced the council to let her recuperate before forcing her to go to Sunnyville, and they all agreed that the day after graduation would be, what Kira liked to call, doomsday. Just this morning, she and her friends had all donned their robes and received their diplomas, and before she knew it, time had all but slipped away. But more than anything, Kira dreaded saying goodbye to Tristan. Luke had promised to sneak him into Sunnyville at least once, but Kira wasn't sure if it would even be a good idea to bring Tristan around so many conduits. Tomorrow morning, they would have to say goodbye, and even though Kira knew it wasn't goodbye forever, 2 months was starting to seem like an impossibly long time apart.
"It's going to be fine," Tristan said, and kissed her forehead. "And you'll be safe there, which is the most important thing."
"I know, I just wish it wasn't for so long. Do you think you'll be able to find Diana soon?" Kira questioned, bringing up the topic they had skirted around for the past few weeks. Tristan knew Diana was still a threat. She had come back to Charleston multiple times while Kira had still been in a coma. She managed to evade Tristan, but he still sensed her presence, and both of them knew that she was planning something. But neither Kira nor Tristan had known what, until about a week ago, when a pack of vampires came to Charleston after hearing a rumor that a mixed-breed conduit was alive and in the neighborhood. Tristan had managed to persuade them, forcefully, to leave, but more would come. The safest place for Kira was with the conduits, not with her vampire boyfriend, especially since Tristan would be off hunting Diana while Kira was away.
"I know where to look. She can only run for so long,"
Tristan tried to reassure Kira. He ran his hand along her arm in a soothing motion. Kira relaxed into his touch.
"And you'll find out about my mother?" "I'll try," Tristan said, but he wouldn't look her in the eye.
They had had this conversation before, with Luke, too, and Kira was the only one with hope that her mother was still alive. Luke and Tristan agreed that Diana had used it as a dirty trick to shock Kira